What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We'll open up the phone lines, talk some Lions football. Preseason game number two in the books. I imagine most of the conversation is going to center on Hendon Hooker. John, it's time, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's had plenty of opportunity. And just, I was really hopeful because I think he is a good personality. He's a good kid. I liked him at Tennessee. I was heartbroken when he tore the ACL. Excited when they had when he had a chance to come here. We're going to get a chance to see him. And now that he has had two full training camps, what we saw last year in training camp, what we're seeing now, he had the script in front of him. He didn't protect the football. He didn't get guys in the right positions. There were some drop balls, which aren't 100% on him, but the offense just was going nowhere with him under center.
Yeah, I mean, look, I read it as they benched him. He didn't finish the first half.
Oh, me too. 100%. I thought that he was going to be in there all the way through the first half. Kyle Allen was going to get the second. And then they were like, oh, no, we're not waiting.
And what happened when they made the QB switch?
Boom, right down the field,
jolt
touchdown.
To life. Your vertical shots, playmaking down the field. Like, Hendon Hooker, the only play he made down the field was throw a hospital ball to Craig Reynolds. I mean, he scrambled for a first down, but every other third down was either incomplete or short of the sticks. He did not look the part of a backup quarterback. He did not look the part, most importantly, of a guy you'd want to put in a game for a key series late in the year or not ideally, but in a playoff game, right? And last year, they didn't feel comfortable with him in a playoff game. Have you seen enough to feel like he's improved? I haven't.
No, I don't think he's any better this year than he was last year. In fact, you could even say there was a regression because last year, there was some glimpses of hope, right? His mobility, he was able to pick up some first downs. And then this year, it didn't seem like he had a good grasp of the offense, of protections, where the hot reads were, when he was going to be under duress. He seemed surprised at times. And it's a mastery of the offense. You're out there, you don't have the number one offensive line in front of you. You don't have Amon-Ra St. Brown or J-Mo to throw the ball to, but you're also going against a defense that is not going to be the starting defense that you're going to be facing. And he just didn't have command of the offense.
Last year, the Lions broke camp with two quarterbacks on their roster. Would you feel comfortable if the two quarterbacks are Jared Goff and Hendon Hooker?
No.
So then let me throw out some names for you.
Okay.
We could play a little bit of a game here. Hooker or. First name, Jameis Winston.
Oh, I'd take Jameis Winston just as a quote machine. Just give me the praying to the turnover, the pick six gods.
Could you imagine him in Dan Campbell's locker room?
Oh man, I'd take him just as a personality. But anyone you're talking about is going to have positives and negatives. He's had some starting experience. He's been able to go out there and move an offense forward. He's also gone out there and just absolutely self-imploded.
So, but you would take him because they have three quarterbacks in New York and they're not going to release Dart, who they just used a first round pick on, and Russell Wilson's the starter. So they may elect to carry three, but if someone gave him a day three pick, they probably move Jameis Winston.
Right.
Yeah. Kenny Pickett, Former first round pick. Could he do the job as a backup? Him or Hendon Hooker?
Kenny Pickett.
Okay.
And it's, again, it's not even close.
We're two for two. Taylor Heinicke, once upon a time, played in a playoff game and was right down the wire with Tom Brady. It's been a few years. He's with the Chargers. They, of course, have Trey Lance.
Yeah.
He would be the third guy. Would you rather have Heinicke or Hooker?
Heinicke.
Okay.
And I think wasn't Heinicke a part of the conversation
last year?
A year ago?
Yes.
Yeah.
How about this one? Drew Lock. I don't know what Seattle's going to do, but they have Milroe, who they drafted. Yeah. And he may be their backup behind Sam Darnold. Would you rather have Drew Lock or Hendon Hooker?
This is...
If you hesitate, you probably keep the guy you already have.
Yeah. I don't want either. Can I say that?
Carson Wentz.
Oh, Carson Wentz.
Free agent available.
That's an easy one. We talked about him last couple
backed up Mahomes last year. Doesn't have a job. Case Keenum. Maybe the Bears keep him as their backup, or they keep Bajet and they don't carry three. He's an older veteran, has played in some games.
I would probably say Case Keenum.
Okay.
For those reasons, right? He's a vet. He's probably not on the level of a Teddy Bridgewater, but he's, you know, I think he's clearly shown that he can be better than Hooker.
Kyle Trask.
Oh, Govs boy.
Tom's guy. Would you have him or Hendon Hooker? And if it's a tie, you probably keep the guy you already have. But Tom?
I would probably say Kyle Trask. I think there's a better upside. The issue is going to be when you bring in somebody new. Again, you're hoping you don't ever have to use him.
Yeah.
But Kyle Trask has not been a part of this offense. How long will it take him if he's got to come in week two against the Bears to get you out of the game? Is he going to be prepared enough at that time, or would you be better off with Hendon Hooker getting you out of that game?
I'd rather go with Trask, but I would not give up something to get him. That's the thing. Like, some of these names, you're going to have to give up something. Like, to me, especially Jameis Winston.
But he might be the only one. Like, what are the Browns doing? Are they going to carry four? Are they, like, actually, they have five.
No.
In Tyler Huntley. Now, that may be just to get through the preseason, but, like...
He's a Pro Bowler.
I'll throw him out then. Go ahead, take him.
I would say I don't think the Browns would be willing to give up Pickett. So you break it down.
You be their GM. Are you carrying five?
No.
Four? Three? Who are the three?
Bye-bye, Gabriel.
Okay.
After what Shadur did the other day?
Yeah.
So then Huntley, who they just added, was just the camp body. He'd be available again. Like, there will be someone from Cleveland that you could consider here.
Oh, there's no question. There'll probably be two or three that you could consider. I don't know that I would take, if they release Dylan Gabriel or put him on the practice squad and you get a chance to go pick him up, I would probably stay with Hooker over Gabriel.
Same. The other name you mentioned, Heinicke, I don't think he'll be available. This Trey Lance experiment, I mean, look, they may keep him around, but they're protecting Herbert with Heinicke.
Yeah.
First thing you do when you Google Taylor Heinicke is time running out in Los Angeles. They want to carry three. God bless.
Well, if they think they're all of a sudden, maybe Harbaugh does. He's the smartest guy in the room all the time. So he's the one that's going to all of a sudden make Trey Lance good. Wouldn't that be ironic, John?
Looked okay against us in his first preseason game. I didn't see how he looked last night.
Seriously.
He looked all right last night. I mean, he did not look as good as he did the first time, but he did take him down and score a touchdown.
So, Hendon Hooker, the question is it time to move on? Maybe some people think it's still too early. He's still so young. We've seen these quarterbacks that blossom late. I'm just not seeing him turn a corner. And by the way, this is an extension of what we've seen in practice and what people who've watched every practice have also said.
Well, so I think the other exercise we could do is if this is the route they go, and it is Jared Goff, obviously, year one, Kyle Allen is two, and they're going to keep three and go with Hendon Hooker still on the roster and use a roster spot on him. I think that is that's bizarre.
Don't do that.
And so if he's on the, you know, the look squad, he's on the practice squad.
What do you think happens? Does someone take him? Because that's the decision Brad would have to make here. Is I can't imagine there.
No one's knocking on the door for Hendon Hooker.
So then you stash him on your practice squad if you can get away with it.
Yeah. But then the question is, okay, go through that lineup and say, would you rather have Kyle Allen or Jameis Winston? Kyle Allen or Kenny Pickett or Taylor Heinicke? Carson Wentz, Case Keenum, Kyle Trask?
Two very different Kyle Allen games that we've watched.
Right.
Do you wait another week? He should start the third game, right?
I would think, yeah.
And the only guy that's available is Carson Wentz. Everybody else is on a roster, so you're waiting anyway.
Yeah, you're waiting to see if somebody, you know, gets released or if somebody's on a practice squad that you can pick up.
Chris in Redford, you got a take on this? You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, fellas. John, go blue, buddy.
Go blue.
Hey, guys. The backup quarterback is not on this roster right now. I know Kyle Allen played good enough on Friday, but I'm sorry, man. You got Carson Wentz out there. You got the proven veteran guys. Go out and sign them, because if Goff goes down, we're screwed. I mean, you're going to count on Kyle Allen to get us to the playoffs? Nope. There is not a quarterback on this roster right now. It's going to be a backup. It's somebody else that's out there that hopefully Brad Holmes will wake up and realize he really has to put protection behind Jared Goff if we want to have the season we want to have.
Well, think about it too, right? So this team isn't expected to win 15 games. It's a much tougher schedule. There's a bunch of stuff early in the season, opponents, coordinator changes, offensive line shuffling. If they end up losing a couple more games, suddenly you're in a spot where one or two games could decide the division, home playoff, you know, advantages, all that stuff. Do you really want to leave it to a guy you didn't trust last year in Hendon Hooker, who hasn't looked any better this year? No, you don't. Texter says the Hooker sack fumble was bad. I don't even think we brought up both turnovers, but yeah, you had two fumbles. Pressure came from the left. The line was okay. Says Manu stepped too deep, but Hooker had open routes, stepped into the pressure, bad awareness, not sure he's NFL ready. And Mike in Roseville says they brought back Bridgewater last year for a playoff game because they don't trust Hooker. This wouldn't be a surprise.
No, it wouldn't be a surprise to anyone if they moved on from Hendon Hooker. And the only thing it brings up is, did Brad Holmes waste a draft pick on him? And I mean, you could talk about Levi Onwuzurike, Broderick Martin, Ennis Rakestraw, and Hendon Hooker. I didn't have an issue with it when they drafted him because I thought the gamble was worth the risk.
Yeah, I want to push back, not to you, but the idea that it was a mistake. Not every pick's going to hit. Like,
no.
By definition, if the player doesn't pan out, was it a bad pick? I don't know. The thought process was there. The thought was, I'm getting a first-round grade where I don't need to play him right away, where I can take 2 years in a favorable system, and I haven't extended my starter yet. At that point, Goff had not earned an extension yet.
Whoever graded him first round is not watching the same football I am. I've seen so many college quarterbacks play like he did and be garbage in the NFL.
Yeah,
there was no sophistication to the offense whatsoever. You know, so you can grade him all you want. And look, he is going to miss. But like, I don't have a problem with taking the Broderick Martins and the Onwuzurikes of the world where you see talent there and for other reasons it didn't happen. But when you take a quarterback, come on, man. You got to have some level of pro sophistication in college to translate over.
I think they looked at quick release, athleticism, and said, we can coach up talent. Right? That's the job of coaching, is to coach up talent. Hasn't happened.
Yeah, but you could look back at all of the quarterbacks that were busts in the first round.
Right.
And look at it and say, I mean, Kenny Pickett was a first-round pick. I didn't think he should be a first-round pick.
Same.
And there are coaches in the NFL that simply look at one or two things, a skill set, and say, I can make him a superstar. That's why these guys are drafted. That's why they stick around, because there's more than just one. There may be two or three. You only need one to like you.
Well, I'll tell you what. We talked about the Tigers earlier and Chris Vetter fixing people. There comes a point where you got to check yourself a little bit and say, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like you mentioned Pickett. My one back in the day, Christian Ponder going 12th overall. I'm like, this is laughable. I could see the talent and potential in a Ryan Tannehill. I think he went in the same draft maybe, and he went 8th. But the difference in player to Ponder, it's like, these guys sometimes, go to the John Gruden quarterback show back in the day. I mean, you'd think they're all Hall of Famers by the time he got done with them.
Right. That's a good point. 248-539-9797. The reviews of Hendon Hooker. And if you have other takeaways, John, we haven't talked about anything else from the game. Want to know what stood out to you next, 97.1.
Hey, if you're thinking about replacing your roof, call my friends at Rapid Roofing. Mike Beattie and the team, they use only the highest quality roofing materials and products. They'll professionally install your new roof and back it up with the best warranties in the business. Most jobs are completed in just one day. It's exactly what they did with mine. And they showed up, ripped the roof off, made the repairs, replaced the roof, cleaned everything up, and we're gone. I used to protect quarterbacks for a living, so that's why I trusted the team at Rapid Roofing to protect my biggest investment. Right now, you can get 0% financing until 2030 with approved credit. Call 888-360-ROOF or click on rapidroofing.com to get a free quote. They're going to give you that free 17-point attic and roof inspection. We hired Rapid Roofing a few years ago. They did a great job. They'll do the same for you. Protect your family's home like I did and restore your peace of mind fast. That number again, 888-360-ROOF or on the web at rapidroofing.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Ticket Tech says, I can't wait to hear Gator try to defend Hendon Hooker later today.
Oof. Not gymnastics, good. Jumping through some hoops.
Not good.
At some point, you got to concede.
Yeah.
Like I conceded with Kyle Trask. I thought he had pro ability. Guess what? He didn't. John conceded on Trey Lance.
Oh, yeah.
I had to concede on Jared Goff the other way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When he goes out and wins those playoff games like he did, it also earned him an extension, and it made this Hendon Hooker pick null and void.
Plus, you were very high on AR-15. I don't know if you can see. I'll give him a...
No, I'm not on him. Richardson?
He might be able to do something in this league still. Maybe he's a career backup.
Look, when he took himself out of a game last year, he lost so much credibility. And John, as a former player, I know you can speak to that better. But he also just doesn't read defenses.
Yeah. I mean, the one that I kind of look at and say, would have been nice to take, would have been the backup for Philly. Remember the kid out of Stanford I was talking about, Tanner McKee?
Yeah, he looked good in the preseason opener.
He looked
pretty
dang good, yeah.
But the reality for Hendon Hooker, he had the two fumbles. He he got benched. He got pulled early. Kyle Allen came in and energized the offense. Hendon Hooker, they didn't trust last year in the playoffs, and he hasn't looked any better by anybody who's watched him in practice or in either preseason game.
There's nothing there to, I mean, you're grasping at straws and still hoping for development. You're still hoping that it takes hold. And by this time, if it hasn't, you, as an organization, you just have to move on. It's your responsibility to have a decent player there. And he hasn't, Hendon Hooker has not raised his level of play to decent.
No. And people can look at the one third down he got with his legs, 23-yard scramble. But third down, I'm looking to see incomplete, check downs,
right.
Shorts. And like he wasn't polished enough.
If you want to continue to try and develop him, it has to be practice squad.
Yes.
It can't be as your number two guy on the roster.
But how old is he?
27.
He's 1 year younger than Lamar.
Right. It's like at some point, your age should, he should be farther along simply based on maturity.
Yeah.
Tech says he was worth the risk. The plan was to nurture him behind Goff for 2 or 3 years. He was the front runner for the Heisman before his injury. It just didn't work out. Texter says it sucks that Hooker sucks. No one wanted it to be the case, but
right.
The fan base is a little too obsessed with this third round backup quarterback. It's a low risk chance. It didn't work out, but now you got to know when to move on.
I felt when I watched Hooker in college, I was watching Andre Ware all over again, and it was flashy and it worked in college because of the system you were in.
At least they didn't use a first round pick on him.
And yeah, exactly. That was a 7th overall pick.
Tech says this will go down as Brett Holmes' worst pick. Darko levels bad, Josh and Warren. No, it's
no,
not.
Darko's
the number 2 overall pick. Real quick, John, rapid fire other standouts?
Yeah, I mean, what I liked about the Lions was I thought the first offensive line, the first one that was in there played well. I thought Ratledge did everything I needed him to see him do. Was there room for growth? Sure. Did he anticipate every? This is why I wanted him to play. He did. There were some times where, you know, the first time Hooker got hit, it wasn't on Ratledge, but there was more happening on that front side where he ended up not blocking anyone, and it was a learning moment. But I thought he did well. In regards to Tyleek Williams,
what's the word you used in the text with us?
Sloppy. Just sloppy. Didn't like the way that...
Well, they were doing these ISO cams after plays.
Yeah.
And I watched him execute a stunt, and I'm like, boy, I don't know if that was
so
half speed or what.
Here's what I want to see if he gets a chance to play against Miami. Or in the practices, what I'm hoping to hear about is there were times where he was taking on two. Great. That's what he's supposed to do.
Yes.
Big guys take on two. But that puts a lot of pressure on Anzalone, Barnes, Campbell. They're going to have to make a lot of plays, and they should. But at some point, you need to be able to split a double team. You need to be able to shed a double team and make a play. And I was showing you a highlight earlier of Mason Graham, and I know everybody's going to say, oh, well, it's a Michigan guy.
Of course, the Michigan guy does it right.
Of him being able to take on a double team, shed it, and make a play for no gain.
A lot of time still to talk about this game. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, 2 days after suffering that serious injury that forced the preseason game between the Lions and Falcons to be suspended, Lions safety Maurice Norris was back at the team's headquarters on Sunday, which
awesome.
Is great, great news. I mean, we all saw how terrifying, how scary that injury was after his head just crashed into the knee of one of the mm-hmm. Falcons players, and he just lay there motionless. After being in the hospital, he did release an update as well on his social media. On Saturday morning, he said that he was all good, and he kind of urged fans not to stress about it. But of course,
your head goes to the worst
place. Stress might not
place.
Be the right word, but
yeah.
worry, of yeah. course, right? Like, you want everyone to play the game and play it safely and not suffer these awful, scary injuries.
Think about it. Dan Campbell gives an update that he's breathing after the game. I mean, that's where people's
yeah.
head was.
Yeah.
Like, is he okay?
Yeah.
yeah.
And that he has some movement in his
yes.
extremities. Like, because that was it, too. It was like, is he going to end up paralyzed, right?
Yeah.
It was terrifying. So it's great news that he is back. And I don't have a full update, but seems to be doing well. Two people are dead and two others are injured after being stabbed at a Detroit pool party. On Saturday night, police were called to a home after an argument erupted over a woman at this party, apparently. And it all turned really violent. After the argument, a man stabbed four people, a woman in her 20s and a man in his 30s were killed. No arrests have been made, but police have identified a person of interest. A Warren man is facing multiple felonies after allegedly directing a human trafficking, not ring, but directing human trafficking activities from behind bars. So this man, a 33-year-old guy, is charged with 2 counts of human trafficking and 1 count of prostitution, and the charges could send him back to jail for about 20 years. So it's alleged that this guy sent dozens of messages through jail communication devices, whether that was tablets or video calls or their phones, and that was consistent with communications regarding human trafficking. So he was actually in jail at the time for a probation violation.
But he just can't stay away.
He couldn't stay away, so he was arrested at his home on Friday. Za'Darius Smith is a single man now. His girlfriend, rapper, and actress Cash Doll has called it quits. Yeah, and she shared the news on X on Sunday, saying that, quote, "At this point of my life, I just need to be single. Za'Darius is a great guy, but we can't see eye to eye. And with all due respect, we decided to part ways." Then she did go on to say she's going to focus on her mental health and she's going to take a break from social media. And he also shared the news with a simple quote, single.
Back on the market.
So what does this mean? Does he want to get out of Detroit where she is? Or does he want to get back to the grind and work?
He'll be back.
Here?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
When he said he wanted to be in Detroit, I don't think he said, I want to be in Detroit because that's where my girlfriend is. He said, I want to be back there because I want a world championship.
He's going to have to find a ring another way.
Yep. There you go.
It's Heather with the news. Coming up next, that Norris injury. Scary moment. Had people thinking about the game of football a little differently. We'll get to it. It's 97.1. Brightside Dental's the place to be if you're looking for a straighter smile. And if you're thinking about getting that straighter smile, but you don't want to do metal braces, Invisalign, the perfect time to check in with Brightside Dental because it's now more affordable than ever. Free Invisalign consultation. No pressure, just answers. And if it's right for you, start that Invisalign journey for as low as $59 a month. Straight teeth, straightforward pricing, something to smile about. Mention Jim Costa and The Morning Show. Lock in that price. Call 1-800-PAINLESS. Go to brightsidedental.com. That's Brightside Dental. No judgment, just care.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Some love for him on the Ticket Tech standout performance Friday.
Yeah.
Dan Miller on the call. Tesla with the play.
Tesla has looked good.
Good receiver three?
Oh, yeah. I don't think there's any question, especially long-term when you're thinking about what this team will need moving forward.
We brought up Hendon Hooker to kick off the hour. Other takeaways from the game, 248-539-9797. John, I think you put it best. If they still want to develop Hendon Hooker, no shame in that game. Do it on the practice squad.
Yeah,
he is not solidifying that backup job. They didn't trust him at the end of last year. They pulled him early. Didn't even get the full half on Friday night. He had two turnovers, very few plays down the field. Just not developing.
No, we saw this enough. And they wanted to be able to see, because I don't remember exactly watching it, how far into the game Tesla played. But they also wanted to give those guys an honest chance at evaluation. Because if Hendon Hooker can't deliver the ball, you can't evaluate the receivers.
Yeah. Hey, football right around the corner. You think football's back? We had preseason games. We got
football is back.
Joint practices this week. Carson Anderson
here.
Carson Anderson will be out today on a hot day out in Allen Park. They'll be broadcasting live for those practices. Couple days this week.
Oh,
can I say just one thing about Tesla? I see the talent.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh yeah.
I wonder how much he's going to be able to get on the field, because to me, I thought until they've got to protect Goff. So if you're going to have to max protect sometimes if the offensive line is struggling, right? So that means keeping tight end in. It's going 6-0 line or putting Brock Wright out there.
But
because
you could also,
Laporta's getting on the field ahead of Tesla, right?
Yes,
in terms of
yes.
being a wideout. You're going single back in this situation, by the way.
Well, some of this, though, they've talked about. They want the five best out there. So if Gibbs and Montgomery are in the game, you can keep one back in the block. I mean, there's ways around it.
There's a lot of different ways. And you can use Tesla as... as that, you can have a tight end in there blocking, max protection. You can also have a receiver that's going to come in motion. He's going to be behind the tight end. And if it's one of those, if they need him, he blocks. If not, hey, he's that last one out. And I love him as an outlet. He's going to be a third, fourth, or fifth option on almost every play because you've got all these other guys. But if it is a max protect, you can use him in that scenario, and then he can leak out late.
John, one of the moments, if not the moment, from the Lions preseason game on Friday was what happened to Maurice Norris.
Yeah.
And there was kind of that sinking feeling in your stomach. The teams did the right thing. They said, we're not finishing this game. It's a preseason fourth quarter. We don't need to be doing this.
Yeah, and I think we had even heard from Dan in one of the quotes that I heard was both teams, if they didn't cancel it from then on out, both teams were just going to take a knee until the game was over.
Yeah, we're not doing this. In terms of football and the safety of the game, you wanted to open up a conversation.
Yeah, I heard this on Saturday as I was listening to the radio, and the way it was presented really irked me. And it is, whenever an injury like this happens, people always ask the question, should you let your kids play football? These are rare occurrences. Head injuries are not. They're more rare now. The numbers are better with the helmets. At practice, the numbers have gone way down, and some of it is there's less contact in practice. There's just more awareness of different techniques of how to practice without putting yourself at risk of whether it's knee injuries, head injuries. Injuries are going to happen. They happen in sports. You expose yourself to that risk. But whenever one of these happens, it always begs the question, should you let your kids play football? And my answer has always been, and no, it will shock no one, that yes. And part of it is because of the technology of helmets. It is the technique. It is the coaching has gotten better at almost every level. And it's that trickle down where, hey, college coaches go and talk to the NFL coaches about, what type of research are you hearing and what type of drills are you doing to prevent some of these injuries? And then all of a sudden it's the high school coaches that go to the clinics that college coaches put on and they get exposed to that as well. So it's the type of drills that they're doing. It's the techniques that they're using. It's the rules of the game that are decreasing head injuries in at every level of football. And so my question is to parents, when you have a moment like this, does it make you pull back and say, I'm not going to let my child play football? Or do you take the necessary precautions to make sure that they have the right equipment, that they have the right individuals coaching them, and that they're doing the right things, and you just accept that in any sport? Because there's always this comparison between, well, if they don't play football, what are they going to play? Well, they go to soccer. Well, there's a lot of head injuries in soccer. Not as many as football, but there are a lot of head injuries in soccer, whether it's through heading the soccer ball or it's just incidental collisions that happen. There are a lot of them in soccer as well. And so I'm not going to sit here. I'm not going to go the age-old debate of, is it football or is it soccer? That, to me, is ridiculous.
Well, it doesn't have to be one or the other. So I played high school football. I enjoyed playing high school football. I got a lot out of playing high school football. Mm-hmm. But the one thing I have a hard time with is if people would say, well, can't I get those same life lessons playing another sport? The answer would be, yeah, of course. You can learn teamwork and discipline and showing up for a schedule,
leadership.
You could learn that playing baseball, hockey, soccer, basketball, lacrosse. There's a lot of sports that can teach your kids those life lessons that don't end up with what we saw on Friday night or anything near it. Right, in terms of the head-to-head collisions.
Yeah, but you can still have head-to-head
less
collisions.
Less often in the other sports. So if I was like, hey, I want my kid to be active and in good shape and learn sportsmanship and teamwork and camaraderie, you can do all of that without the risks of football. So what do you say to parents who... Because that's the one thing, I don't know how to answer that. Because they're right.
Well, yes. The incidents that happen in basketball are less, but it can still happen.
Right.
The incidences that happen in soccer, in baseball, in all of these sports are less, but it can still happen. So you're putting your child is, I'm not saying you're putting your child at risk. Your child is at risk no matter what sport you're playing.
So, but what if they say, I just want the risk to be lower and I'll put them in lacrosse?
Any parent is going to make that decision that they believe. And I'm not going to sit there and say, well, you know, you're being a bad parent if you're not allowing your child to play football. And it's just everyone has a different level of risk that they're willing to assume. The thing that I would harp on is talk to whether it's 10-year-old football. Because I coached more when Jack was at that level than I do now. I still stop by every once in a while. But I always look at, what type of coaching are they getting? What skills are they learning? Is it just, hey, put the pads on, get out there and hit as hard as you can? Because there are those coaches.
And if somebody coaches.
If you have that as your coach, I would say I wouldn't let Jack play in that. I wouldn't let Teddy play in that.
Get out of that.
But there is, if you play the game right, you're never going to make that injury rate zero. But you can minimize it with good technique and good coaching.
But even with good technique and good coaching, you're at a greater injury risk playing football than a lot of other sports.
Sure, you can wear your seatbelt and still die in a car wreck.
Right, but again, I'm not even advocating against playing football.
I played it
and enjoyed it, but I'm just trying to have like an open conversation. If there are people with concerns out there from the Norris hit or just generally speaking, what are they? 248-539-9797. How do you handle this? Because, John, I think another part of this is, what if your 11-year-old really wants to play football? He watches with dad on Saturdays and Sundays. His buddies are playing. At what point does what the kid want supersede, even if you feel like, well, I could put him in soccer or basketball and he would be safer? Well, what if the kid really wants to play football? How do you handle it? 248-539-9797.
I would also say, especially at a young age, it can happen at any time. But chances are much less if you are, like, Jack played for the Plymouth Steelers. And at that age, kids aren't fast enough. Most of them would happen if they fall down and they hit their head on the ground.
Right.
All right? So if your kid is that type of athlete, then they're probably going to fall off their bike. But it's always a risk. But especially with the younger age groups, it's even. And I know coaches say, "Well, I don't want to." You know, moms or dads will say, "I don't want my little guy to be playing against somebody that's that big." Well, chances are at that age, that really big dude is not moving that fast.
I've also heard the argument you let them start later. Well, but then they're at a technique disadvantage when the kids are
not
bigger.
Not necessarily. I disagree with that because I didn't play.
So?
No, I didn't play until I was in, and a lot of people will look at this and say, that's later. I didn't play until I was in seventh grade.
Sure. I mean, that's when I got started. But you're an exception. Like, you're an exceptional athlete, right? I mean, that's kind of how that works.
But my point is you still have plenty of time. If your son or daughter wants to play football, it doesn't have to be at 8 years old. It can be in sixth or seventh or even eighth grade. And they if they're dedicated enough, they'll make up that loss in time by being able to. They're going to be a better athletes at that age anyway and pick up sports and skills and techniques faster.
Let us know. Risk worth the reward. You saw what happened to Maurice Norris. We want to hear from parents, concerns. It's 97.1.
Founders Brewing Company has been making high-quality beers right here in the great state of Michigan for over 25 years. With a focus on using the highest quality ingredients, you can always count on Founders to deliver extraordinary quality in everything they release. With that dedication in mind, their all-day IPA is crafted for every and any moment. It's easy drinking, refreshing, and flavorful. All-day IPA is the kind of ale that's never out of place. So whether you're tailgating, grilling, hitting the beach, going out on the boat, just kicking back, or maybe just getting done after a hot, hard day of work. You sit down at dinner, you get home, you want a smooth, cold IPA. It should be all-day IPA. I already mentioned it's smooth, full of flavor, and endlessly crushable. It goes where the good times are. Look for all-day IPA at a store near you. Founders Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan. For 21 years old or older, please drink responsibly.
One of two fumbles for Hendon Hooker. You want to develop him? Do it on the practice squad. Ticket text 248-539-9797. People weighing in, obviously, on the scary moment at the end of that preseason game. Maurice Norris had to leave the game, and we're getting good word on him now. But, John, people in the moment are going, oh, this is scary stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the game of football is incredibly violent. We wanted to have that conversation with parents, right? Because you heard a conversation over the weekend, and we want to do the conversation about safety in the game and whether you want to let your kids play it or not. And the thing I always struggle with is, because I played high school football and enjoyed it, is when people say, well, can't I get a lot of the same life lessons without the CTE risks? And mm-hmm. The answer is yes, you can. You can play a bevy of other sports that'll teach you a lot of the same life lessons without the risk. But John, you played it and you swear by it and your kids play it. And
yeah,
that perspective is valid.
And a lot of it. And so the incidences of head injuries have gone down over the past decade. And some of that is equipment, better helmets. Some of that is rules in the game, because those rules are also worked on at practice. And it's also coaching. I mentioned the trickle down from the NFL to college coaches, from college coaches to high school coaches, from high school coaches to youth football coaches. A lot of the techniques, a lot of the drills that they're doing all teach the appropriate way, whether it's making a tackle, it's blocking up front, it's doing things the right way, and those are all emphasized at a majority of the levels. Not all, because we need more youth, really good football coaches.
To your point, Ticket Texter says, Pee Wee football is killing high school football. Dumb dads who want to do Oklahoma drills every practice and bull in the ring. Kids get hurt, they don't come back.
I've seen some of that. Beyond that, I don't want to say anything.
Down in the
chill out, tough guy.
Yeah,
there's a few tough guy coaches out there that just take it too far.
Yes,
these are fifth and sixth graders you're dealing with.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and you got to put the ego aside. Like, you're not playing anymore.
Yeah, I think they are.
And it's a different techniques have changed so much, and I mean, just the awareness. We didn't even. Most coaches would tell you Tom, I don't know if you played high school football. I know, Jim, you did.
Yeah.
And I don't know, you're much younger than I am. But at that time, they would have the fountain going over in the corner. And it was a sign of weakness if you went to get water.
Oh, I know. I haven't seen that.
That has all changed, right? There are plenty of water breaks. The emphasis is on hydrating, especially with the heat that the kids are going to be experiencing. High school football is starting practice today.
Yeah.
That has completely changed. Along with it has been the mentality of how you practice and the skills, the techniques, and the coaching has also taken leaps forward.
I mean, I suffered a significant injury playing hockey as a kid. I broke my femur when I was 12. I mean, that doesn't happen very often, okay?
Yeah.
And it's the reason I didn't play high school football, because I was kind of emotionally affected by that and didn't get over it. In hindsight, I regret it. It took a few years to kind of just get completely back. It was a 15-month recovery.
Yeah, that's a lot.
From start to finish in terms of getting the rod out of your leg and all that stuff. That was a new surgery at the time.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot for a younger kid. Says, in the 90s, we used to pick our helmets out of a pile. Now high schoolers are properly fitted. Coaches inspect them. It does make a difference, says Go Dragons. Mm-hmm. Tech says, I'm obsessed with football. I've watched it my whole life, played at multiple levels. If my kid begged to play because he loved it, I may cave, but I would go out of my way to educate them on all the dangers.
So we have allowed our kids to play tackle football once tackle starts in second. It's flag before that. Or in third, I think, was tackle.
Yeah.
My big thing on this has always been, if they get a concussion, it's how we're dealing with it. Like, it's all of a sudden, if they get one in their six-game season, I'd prefer to shut them down.
Well, yeah, one makes two more likely, right? That's what the numbers suggest.
And then come back next year. And if my kids were to get a second concussion, I would be extremely adamant about them not playing anymore. Because that's where this gets crazy, is it's the amount of concussions. It's the piling on.
Tech says, there are tens of thousands of hits a year in a football season. There's danger, but statistically speaking, there are more dangerous things for a kid to do than football. Let the kids play. It's a no-brainer. The risk is not worth the reward. It's much higher risk than other sports. I won't be able to live with myself if I put him into football and he suffered a detrimental head injury. Again, higher risk in football.
It is a higher risk, but it's the percentages of what happened on Friday night.
Oh, it's
that's
rare.
The extreme.
Oh, it's rare.
Very rare.
The only time I'd seen anything like that was DeMar Hamlin.
Wasn't a head injury.
No, I know. Completely different. And before that, I mean, I hadn't seen anything like that where we just cancel a game.
Yeah. I mean, so the reaction to that one, I mean, are you not going to let them play because you think their heart's going to stop? No, I mean, it was a very unique, fluky situation.
Dave and Trenton, good morning. You're on 97.1.
All right, can you hear me?
Yeah, gotcha. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Okay. Hey, I'm good. John's going to recognize me, but coached football for 9 years. And the number one thing, everyone, go look at the coach. Go look at the program. See what they're doing. There are, like, to the point that was made earlier, there are a lot of really, really bad youth football coaches. But if you got a good one, it's going to make all the difference in the world. I coached youth football for 9 years. I had two, maybe, concussions. They were neither one of them were ever verified, but two. And to John's point, you know, 8, 10, 12, 13-year-olds, they're not going at that high speed. It's just... And so everyone's getting better at the tackling. The other thing I want to say, I wanted to defend football. You talk about the other sports. So, yeah, you can go learn culture. You can go learn teamwork. But football is the ultimate team sport, and I don't want to miss that point. Like, where else can a big kid play? So soccer, baseball, they all highlight a kid that's, you know, lean muscle mass, fast, those kind of things. Football, everyone gets to play. And so go find your coach and make sure they're teaching them right, and they're gonna learn more. I've been through a lot of things. I'm wrapping this up. I've been through a lot of things. I'm a Marine and learned a lot of things. But still, what I learned between those lines as a football player, I outweigh everything. And so I want to defend football when you compare it to the other sports. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Dave.
Appreciate it. All right, we got an update. We want to get a little Tiger baseball talk in the 8 o'clock hour, plus an experience that John had over the weekend. It's 97.1.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.